Vitavach. We're up to, we're not up to, we're skipping actually again. We're skipping, tonight hopefully we're going to cover the Indian of Mashkin. Mashkin starts Sif Nun Zayin. It's actually two Sifim, Nun Zayin and Ches. And then Amir Tshem next week, believing that we should finish the Simin, the last few Sifim of the Simin deals with Schiris, renters, whatever, what type of Din Bamesra there are by Schiris. But tonight, Amir Tshem, we're going to do Mashkin. We're going to see big chedushim here, some chedushim here about a mashkin, about dini b'metzor by a mashkin. Okay, let's see. Let's start and we'll get into it. Hamamashkin mokim. If someone is a mashkin and mokim, he takes it as collateral. Like Reuven lent Shimon money and he takes his property as collateral. V'achakach mokroi lezeh shehu mamushkin b'yodai. And then Shimon, the owner of the property, the borrower, sells the property to the Baal HaMashkin. So he sells the property to the Malveh. That's what he's really doing. No, it's done. That's what he's doing. The Mashkin was for the Alvor, but he sells it to the Malveh. The Metzen cannot be Mesalakim. This is another exception to the rule. Many exceptions, this is another one. The idea, why is this an exception? Why, what's the lamdas? That the Baal HaMashkin has already a shaykhis to the karaka, he already has a mashkin on the karaka, and therefore he also is entitled to buy here, and the Metzen has no right to tell the Baal HaMashkin to go somewhere else. We're going to see, we have to develop it. But correct. There's no visit of Yetra Toiv to tell the Baal HaMashkin, the Malva, to go somewhere else. Avol, Zakta Machabe, and Makra HaMashkin La'acher, if the Loiva sells the property to a third party, and Filo Eino Ben HaMashkin, even if the third party is mamish hatzika kemini, he's not even the metron. Ein ha-malva yachal loitzim yadai. The malva cannot be moitzi from that party. The malva is right. It's not like a bametzer right that he could be mesalik other people. It's just that if he buys it, no one could be mesalik him. The bametzer can't be mesalik him. But he doesn't have enough of a right that he could go and be mesalik other boys. That's the shita of mechava. So I could sell it, I'll sell it, and that other person will own it, but it still is mamushkin out to the malva, but I could sell it. Haga v'yesh emrim, Nirma argues, that filu kadam ha-metzrin v'kona yachal ha-malva l'salkoi. That a Baal HaMashkin also has the koyach to be mesalik other buyers, and not only stam other buyers, even the metron himself. He's even better than the metron. If the metron buys this property, and the Baal HaMashkin wants to be mesalik the metron, the Baal HaMashkin has a right to be mesalik the metron. It's like Nikotza or Kotza Makhlekes to Makaba to Ramah. Makaba holds that the Baal HaMashkin doesn't have a koyach to be mesalik, period. Even a fremda, and then Ramah holds that not only does he have a koyach to be mesalik, he could even be mesalik a metzron himself. He's stronger than the metzron. V'chein nirul ilada nula hayris, and this is what I feel is the right halacha, Dr. Ramah.
If a metzron buys it, does the malva have to buy it, or it's the same thing that the metzron was an extension?
The metron is like a shliach for the malva. The same idea. It's the same, just like a metron has a din metronis on a third party buyer, the malva has a din metronis on also buyers, including the metron. The metron is also considered like a third party, copy the malva. The malva is a stronger position here, and mamele, he could be mesalik like other people, including the metron. Right, correct. But here you see not like that. It's because the Malva is stronger than the Metzron. Right, if the Malva would just be equal to the Metzron, then the Malva shouldn't be able to take it away from the Metzron. But you see over here, the Malva is stronger. Correct, he's even better than the Metzron. Right. So that's where the Ramah is really trying to bavon. We're going to see Metzrim in the Sifn and Ches as well. But the Ramah Taka says, "V'hu shenir lepesin shaloha yad Ramah b'dava." But that's to see that there's no hanky-panky going on. This is a legitimate loan, and everything was good. But that's how it is. The Malva has a right to be Mesalik and Metzrim. Now let's take this apart. Let's understand what the Machlokes Mechaber Ramah is. Why Mechaber holds that he cannot be Mesalik, and why the Ramah holds that the Baal HaMashkin could be Mesalik, other people. So if you look in this man Sivkot and Kufches, this man says, now he's explaining Pshat in the Mechaba. One second. Sorry, it's not Kufches. It's Kuf Vav. Well, it's Kuf Ches, depending on the Gersus. In the Oshulchanok, it's Kuf Ches. In this one, they have both, Kuf Vav and Kuf Ches. But if you look in the Smas, if you've the old Kuf Ches, the beginning of Sufnin Zayin, it says, Ein Metzun Yochel L'Sakoy, why not? The Lekach, why can't the Metzun, he's going Mamish at the beginning of the Machaba, why can't the Metzun be Mesalik the Bala Mashkin? The Lekach Nikr Mashkanta, that's why it's called the Mashkanta. Why is it called the Mashkanta? The Hu Sheikhin Bekula. Because he's residing on the entire property, the adif mi metzron, and he's better than a metzron. The eino sheichin ele min atzad, a metzron is only on the side of the property. Uve tzad echad lechud, and only on one of the sides. Mashenkin de bela mashkin is hovering over the entire property. His grip. He's resigning over the entire property. He has a kinyan mashkin or whatever, schus mashkin, shibud mashkin, over the entire property. So mameli, he's better than the metzron.
Better than
a, oh, but that's a whole different pasha, which we're not going to go into tonight, but the place can talk about that. He might be equal to a shotif and a kanami. The Gemara really says, Shchuna Gabei, that's the Lashon HaGemara. It's called the Mashkanta, the Shchuna Gabei. He's residing in the entire thing. It's a little by Metzra. The Gemara says the Baal Mashkin is not in by Metzra because Shchuna Gabei, the Baal Mashkin is residing on the property. Now, correct. The maila that a normal metzen has doesn't apply here. It means the maila a normal metzen has is that he should have two properties together that you won't have. But you have a different maila. He's already here. He already is comfortable with this property. He's already in this property. Your mamish has a shibud already in this property. And now you're going to just usurp him, take him out, pull the rug under him? That you can't do. So there's also an inyan that he should remain in the property since he already had his grip on the property. And it's not the same svara of matrin, but it's also a good svara why he deserves to have the property. Rent is different. Rent we're going to see later on. Belina, then Sifnin Tess, and on. We'll talk about rent. But rent is not the same. Rent is just, after the year's rent, whatever it is, he's over. Mashakin of Al-Mashkin might even end up with the property. Till over the faults on the loan, he ends up with the property. He's strong. He has a shibud on the property. No, during the duration of the match. If the match is over, then he's Bala Mashkin. The Mashkin was for a loan, let's say the loan's payable in a year, and within that period, within that year, he ended up selling it to someone else. The Bala Mashkin takes over. Now, the Smaz Loshin is that he's better because the Metzron is on the side and only on one side. And the Levush says it's also because it's only on one side. The Chayyim are going to have to say it's Lav Dafka because what happens if you have a Metzron who surrounds the property from all four sides? So then a Bala Mashkin is not better than him.
Still not inside the property.
Correct, it's still not inside the property. So a Bala Mashkin is still better than him. A Bala Mashkin is better because he's mamish on the property. So I'm not sure why he needed only mitzarecha. I'm not sure. Got the Loshon Ritvah but Metzin Samachesam and Aleph. Also, it's a bit cryptic. The Loshon Ritvah is that the Bala Mashkin is like surrounding the property on all four sides. It's more than that. If he goes against someone else who's surrounded by the four sides, he's still stronger. He's more than that. He's mamish on the property.
He said this shokan bekulo.
Correct. I know, but so why did he fearize the one side? It's a bit modern that fearize. Okay, whatever. But anyway, that's what it comes out. So now the Sma and the Lavush are plugging this svara into the Mechaba. That means the Mechaba Shita, according to the Sma Lavush, is that a Bala Mashkin is stronger and better than a Metzron. Because he's Mamish Sheikhin Bekula. He's better than the guy who's on the side and only on one side. Right? That's what the Sma is saying. So now, Shazach Takasha, it's like $1 million Kasha. If he's better than a Metzron, and a Metzron has the ability to be Mezalik other people, so then Koshikain, a Bala Mashkin who's better than a Metzron, should they have the ability to be Mezalik other people? And the Mechaba says not like that. Mechaba says he can't be Mezalik other people. Only if he buys it can the Metzron cannot be Mezalikim. But if someone else buys it, the Bala Mashkin can't be Mezalik other people, right? It's only the Ramah holds like that. The Mechaba holds he can't. So if in the Mechaba Shita, it seems that the Bala Mashkin is not better or not even equal to a Metzron. And the Sma's plugging in over here that he's stronger. So the question is, so then how did the Sma Lavush understand the end of the Mechaba? The Mechaba says that the Bala Mashkin cannot be Mesalik other people. Why not? If he's stronger than a Metzron, Kochkin, he should be able to be Mesalik other people. So on that, the Lavush answers, Yeah, the kasha, the so on that the Levush answers.
He's saying he can kick out the Metzvah.
No, I'm saying that if the Malamashkin buys it, no one, including the Metzvah, could kick him out. But he has no right to kick anybody else out. That's what the Maccabi says. But the kasha is, it's this man, the Levush are learning, that the Balamashkin is stronger than a Metzron. If a Metzron could kick someone else out, so why can't the Balamashkin kick someone else out? It's a bomb kasha. So on that, Levush is Mechadish, that they didn't make a takona. You want to know, the Milo tak is a better Milo. The Balamashkin has a better grip on the property and deserves the property more than the Balametzron. But it's not so shkiach. A Metzron is very shkiach. Every property has borders, has neighbors. So for Metzronis, they made a takona. But for a Balamashkin, which is not so shkiach, they didn't bother to make a takona. It's not shkiach, so they didn't make the takona. But he should have been able to. But they didn't bother to make such a takona. That's how the Levush understands the Machaba. All right, that's one shot in them. Oh, very good. We're going to get there. Well, very good. Excellent. Oh, so that's how the Sman Levush understand the Makaba. The Ma'aseh says, if you look in the Rishonim, it seems not like that. That's the Mordechai in Kufches over there. Noishin Tzadidah, he brings from Ben and Moshe Kohen, that's Mavur, that in this Shitas HaMakaba, I mean, this Shitas Rishonim, that hold that a Balamashkin cannot be Masalik somebody else, the reason is because he's weaker than a Metzron. For a Metzron who's strong, has a gewaldic ketoiva to have the two properties together, they were masakin that he has ability to be masalik the buyer. Mashenki for Balamashkin that doesn't have such a gewaldic maila, not such a gewaldic benefit in having this property, they never were masakin that he should be able to masalik someone else. It's only been the gay that if he buys it, someone can't be masalik him. What's the svar? The svar is a crisis. I'm really not a Metzron. I don't have that maila. But you want to be masalik me if I buy it, that means you're telling me that why come here, go somewhere else. I have a good reason why I want to come here. I'm used to this property. I'm comfortable. I have a shibit on this property. I'm dealing with this property already for a while. So you can't tell me, well, this property is just like another property and go somewhere else. No, that you can't tell me. This property definitely has a more of a connection to me than a different property. So I have a right to buy it. So you can't send me flying. But you want to know, do I have the gewaldic maila, the chazal should go ahead and be masakin that I should have the ability to take away and remove other buyers of Adonat. I'm a weaker position. I'm not a Metzron. A Metzron is stronger. That's how Rabbeinu Moshe HaKohen seems to learn the Shita. And Memeila, that's Pshat in the Mechaba. It's very good. It's weaker than a Metzron. So if I can't be Masalik other people, but if I buy it, no one can be Masalik me, even the Metzron. And Kum Toysa, what's the Machlekes Mechaba in Ramah? Then comes the Machlekes Mechaba Ramah now, is in this Nukud Gufa. Is a Balamashkin weaker than a Metzron like the Mechaba? Or is a Balamashkin stronger than a Metzron like the Ramah? Like the Levush and the Sma, you have to say a different shot. Really, both hold that the Balamashkin is stronger. Just Machlek is within the Meir Takana. Machaba holds they didn't bother because it's Loi Shkiyak. And then Mah holds it is Shkiyak, or Shkiyak enough to make a Takana. Machenking, like the Rabbeinu Moshe Kohen's shot, is Hogufa and Adon. This is Gufa to Machlek is. Is a Balamashkin stronger than a Metzron, or Balamashkin is weaker than a Metzron? But now, Ari, you raise a good challenge. What's going to be if they both come bevasachas? So let's go in the Ramosha coin. If they're both coming bevasachas, and the Shitas of Machabo, if you have a Metzun and a Balamashkin coming together to buy at the same time, no Mia bought, they're both approaching the seller at the same time, what should be the halacha? So, Pashtis, the halacha should be is may the best man win, Kalakaydam Zaycha. Because Be'etzem, the Metzron doesn't have a din Metzronis to send a Balamashkin away. And the Balamashkin certainly doesn't have din Metzronis to send the Metzron away. So it's kol ha-kaydem zocha. And that's mavu like that in the Rishonim. The Rishonim ha-mashma taka that there's no din kadima and the best man wins kol ha-kaydem zocha. But if you're going now in this man, the Levush is pshat, now there's something to talk about. Could be if the Balamashkin is really stronger than the Metzron. So maybe the Balamashkin should have kadima. I know that they weren't misakin, that the balamashik could be misalika lekeach if he already bought it, because it's loish kiyak, so they won't make such a takana. But maybe hamias when they're coming bevazachas, the balamashik can shave a kadima because he's better. Or at the very least, even if you tell me that he's not that much better, tavidin kadima, but at least it should be chal that they both are shutim in the property. The mash of two meitzranim come to buy bevazachas, we had that they both automatically are yachloiku. They both have a schus, and it's chal bevazachas, and they are sheared. So l'chayra, if the balamashkin is just as strong, if faket, it's even stronger than a metzron in rights, l'chayra, it's a better mile for him. So maybe according to Ismail Lavush, it should come after coming bevazachas, they should shear the property. Not kol l'chaydim zacha. They should shear, or maybe even the balamashkin should win. But from the Rishonim, it seems not like that. Rishonim seems kol l'chaydim zacha, which is also a shtick of Hashmois, not like the Sma and the Lavush. I mean, because Muchin said they didn't make a takana bechlal, and maybe they left it at tzkala kaidim zacha. Good, but that's not mashma like that from this man Lavish's type of alumnus. Okay. The Rambam goes like the other set of Rishonim. It's Makhlekes Rishonim. Two set of Rishonim. Rambam goes like the set of Rishonim hold that a bala mashkin is even stronger. Correct. Like the Moshe Kohen can say that maybe even the Bametzin is, and you should know the Knesset HaGedoyla in Agoyis HaTor, Sukkot and Kuf Tezvav, Taka has the Shiloh, when was the two coming for Zakas, and he goes back and forth whether it's Kol HaKadim Zaka or whether the Metzin should win. Which is like Ramosha Kohen, which is like Ayub Pshat Namachaba. But like this man, the Levush has no Pshat. This man, the Levush, the Faket, the Balamashkin is stronger. So if anything, either he should win, or it should be equal, they should cheer it. All right, fine. That's one Nakuna. Fine. Let's now understand the Ramah. The Ramah says, Yeshayim dafilu kodam ametzim ekono yokal amav alasakoy, that the Balamashkin is stronger than Balamashkin could win. And that's how he would like to paskin. So it means we have to now get this Ramah good. And this is very, very vague, very problematic in the paskin. What are we talking about? What's a mashkin? How do you teach a mashkin? Today, let's bring it out. Today, a guy has a mortgage on the property, a seller's mortgage. Or it's done. I lent you money, or Yiddish banks, Yiddish hard money loans, whatever, and they put a lien on the property, it's mortgage to the lender. Does that mean that now the lender has the mila over a metron? Is he this balamashkin that we're talking about? How much do you need to be considered a balamashkin? Is a mortgage enough? I registered that lien. Is that enough? What do I need to become a balamashkin? Second position, second. So maybe the first crack, if he turns it down, then he can go to the second guy. Is that what this means? Or balamashkin means more than that? So let's... Right, Sheikhim Atek. What does it mean, Sheikhim Atek? Where is the Lashon HaGemara? Sheikhim Atek. How is a Bala Mashkin Sheikhim Atek? Yeah, you're tiny and good. So you look, the Mordechai brings down from the Chuvus Maram in Rattenberg, although I didn't find this Chuvus Maram inside, but he claims that it's a Chuvus Maram Rattenberg, and the Beis Yosef brings it down. Zok to Maram, Gevaldike Yesoid, that you only consider the Bala Mashkin to misalik other people. That's what he's talking about. He's talking about the misalik other people, like the Ramosh Shita. You only consider a Bala Mashkin, that you have a schus mitzron is if you're actually living in the property. The Malva, because of his Mashkin, has to be living in the property. Gemara talks about it in Ribis, in Ezel Neshek, there are ways that you lend money on a property and gives you a schus to be able to live in that property. So if you're living in that property, then you're Shchunigabei, like Ari points out, yeah, that's the Lashon HaGemara, you're mamish residing in the property, so you have a stronger grip, you're a closer neighbor in the property than anyone else, you're mamish there, you're living on the property, then you have the maila to be misalik other people. No, the balamashka needs to live. Balametzra is right next door.
Even if the balametzra is worse than the balametzra.
Because, one second, the balametzra is living next door.
No, even if he doesn't live, he owns the property.
Oh, if he owns the property, that's what you mean. If the balametzra... L'chayi, he should still have the mila. Because if he could develop the two properties together, if it's a benefit to his land, so that's his benefit. The benefit is he has a mila to do two together. A balamashka, his mila is because he's already comfortable there. So to be comfortable, the bishkunigabe, you have to attack a bishkunigabe, you have to be living there.
Otherwise it'd be ribbis.
Yeah, so we'll get out of ribbis. We'll do other ways how to get out of ribbis. We'll figure out that at the iskas.
Whatever you want to get out of it, it's not called mashkanta. It's called mashkanta and
the good, fine. So mashkanta and the chayser.
Does the Gemara say it's mashkanta?
We're talking about mashkan. Doesn't say what form of mashkan. So the Maram saying that the mashkan that we're talking about is the mashkan that you have a schus in it, that you could live in it, and you are living in it. Mamela, since you're living it, you have that mila. The Beis Eitz.
If you're not living in it, it's not even. I mean, wouldn't you have to call it mashkan? If I'm calling it, it's a schus.
Good.
You don't have any
explicit cause. Oh, Kaka, I could have a shibit on it even if I'm not blue gun. The mile is because you're using it, you're already there. You're already deriving, you know, residence from it. I don't know. But the mile, that's the Chuvus Maram. Comes along the base, it brings it down, and he says, Ein ze mochruch. Beis Eitz is going against the Maram. Ein zeh mochruch, it's not mochruch to say that you need to be actually living there to have the mila of a mashkin. Then in the Beder Kabayis, he's Maisif. In the second round, when he wrote the Beder Kabayis, he was Maisif. Gam ein irikim medivrei hapoiskim. The stimas hapoiskim, who don't say that you have to be living there, is mashma, not like the Maram. So you walk off the Beis Eitz, believing that you don't have to be living there, not like the Maram. He does it in Takan the Machaba. He leaves it blank. And the Mashkan Bakam doesn't say what type because he didn't want to get into the Maram because he's not convinced about the Maram. He also the Mestimus of Paiskin is not much more like the Maram. Even without living there, you still have the mile of a Mashkin. That happens to be a Chuvus Harosh. They came out, Mechon Yishlaim, the Neisophis, when they did the Chuvus, they found other Chuvus, and in the back, if you look over there in Simen Mem Beis, the end of Simen Mem Beis, it's a long Chuvus, but at the end, the last shtickle, and all the defusim there was at the end of Klal Tzadi Zayin, some had it in like Mafteches or an Agor, had this, the Rosh is Mavu like that as well, not like the Maram, which is a Pele, it's his Rebbe, how he's going against his Rebbe, but good. The Rosh says that his Lashon is, since Hushachin Yosim Mekoshchenov, Olahot Taime Ein Chilik Bein Muxik Ba'amalva, or Bein Einu Muxik, Kevin Shehu Memushkin Loi. Once it's Memushkin Loi, he doesn't have to be Muxik. Even if he's not Muxik, he has the din of a man. What does he mean, Muxik? Okay, means you don't have to be living there. So even if you're not living there, it's enough. There's a Chuvus Radvaz and Chelik Aleph, and the end of Simen Nunches, and the end of Simen Tofsam Mechei, who also is Mavur, that he learned to Sugya even with not living there. Because if you're living there, he has a Zaitika Chapwai, other halachas might come out. He learned the sugya that you're not living there and you still have a mile of a mashkin. So now you have a pashas, a chuvus harosh, a beis esif, a radvaz, who learn that you don't have to be living there. So machlek is now maram, the Mordechai is maram, that you have to be living there, and the others hold that you don't have to be living there. Alright, let's now take... Excellent. Okay, let's take this apart. Very good. Now, let's develop this. Maram happened to be talking about a case where you're trying to be moitzi other people. A friend of the buyer came in, and the Bala Mashkin is trying to be moitzi other buyers. And there he said, you're not a Bala Mashkin. The Gemara's Mashkin is only if you're living there. Fine. The Maisa Beis Yisiv, the Mechaba, doesn't pass him like the Maram altogether. The whole, he doesn't pass him like that whole Shita. He holds that a Bala Mashkin can never have the right to be Mesalik other parties, other buyers. It's only been a gear that if he buys there first, then someone can't be Mesalik him. Right, so you're going to have to say that this whole machlokes is a nafkamina only in plug it into the Mechabes case. When the Bala Mashkin buys there first, does he have to be living there or not? That would seem that like the Maram, he would have to be living there to have the mila of not to be thrown out. And like the Beis Eitzif, no, even if he's not living there, he won't be thrown out. He's considered a Bala Mashkin even not living there. And it happens to be a Beis Yisif in Sif Tadi Beis, and there's a Kesef Mishnah as well in Perakut Beis Halacha Ches and Uchash Cheinim, how he touches up a Rava Magid, and he says, Lehedya, in the Rava Magid, that you should know the mile of a Bala Mashkin when he buys it, not to be thrown out, is even if he's not living there. Mamish Lehedya, going Lishitase, that you don't have to live there, and it's enough to be a Bala Mashkin not to be thrown out. All right. So now, let's understand this Beis Eitzif. Here you have a guy who's a Mashkin, Bala Mashkin, but not living there. So why is he a Bala Mashkin? What makes him a Bala Mashkin? What did he do to become a Bala Mashkin? He's not living there. He has no schus payers. So what's he doing to be a Bala Mashkin? The Gemara talks about...
time comes and he doesn't pay up.
good. So that's a regular sheba that he has on karka. But what makes him a mashkin on this karka? Let me bring it a little stronger. The Gemara talks about that there's such a thing called a kinyan mashkin. If I take a mashkin, if you have kinyanim and I have schusim in it, when do I have to give it back? It won't become a metaltal and it's a bon of chulil. If the loiva dies, I could still collect. There are dinim on when I take metaltal and I have a kinyan on it. But karka, there's no kinyan mashkin on karka. The Gemara in Gittin is mevun lamed zayin amed aleph that there's no kinyan karka on. There's no kinyan mashkin on karka. So what makes me a bala mashkin on this karka? I don't have any kinyanim of kinyanim mashkin that's in kol haterikula. So what din do I have on this karka that now I'm considered? Oh, I'm the bala mashkin that I have a maila. I'm not living there. So what makes me a bala mashkin? Not only that, you're going to see the Ramah later on in the Seif has a case where I'm taking a mashkin from a goy. And that's Mavuim Psachim Laman Aleph and Bebez, the way we paskin, that by a guy, you can never be kind of guy's mashkin, even if we metalton. So clearly there's no kinyani mashkin going on here. So so why am I a bala mashkin? Because I said so? Why am I a bala mashkin? So you're going to have to say that the sheba that I have here is stronger than a regular sheba of a regular, let's say I lend you money with a shtar and I can collect from lakukas. It's a stronger sheba. How? Is that normally when you give a mashkin to somebody, besides the maila that the malva has out of it, there's a chesaron that the loiva has from it. That means the chesaron is that the loiva gave up his chavitz and the loiva came to use the item. So what makes a mashkin is the fact that the loiva gave the item away to the malva, so now there's leverage on the loiva to pay up. The loiva wants his chavitz back. He wants to be able to use his chavitz. So the case would be talking about that even though the malva is not living in there himself, but at the very least, it's meshubah to the malva that the loiva cannot live in there. So memele, it's memushkan to the chayv of the malva. The malva is protected because he has a property sitting and waiting for him to collect on the chayv just in case the loiva defaults, because the loiva has no right to use that property. So memele, our mortgages wouldn't be enough. Correct. In order to be considered a mashkin like this, would have to be at the very least that the levi cannot live there. The levi can't use it. It's a memel. It's mamushkin to the malva. That's one shot. Another shot you could say, it's a bit of hamas in the beis, and I would like to say what you were trying to say, is that maybe the Beis Yosef is also maida that the Bala Mashkin has a schus to live there. What he just argued to Miram is that Bepoil, he wasn't living there. You could be considered Shchuna Gadei, you could be considered having a maila of being a Bala Mashkin, even if you're not actually living there, as long as you have a schus and a sheba to live there. So even though you didn't exercise your right to live there, that's already enough, you're still considered a Bala Mashkin. But the Beis Yosef would be Maida that if he has no schus at all to eat the pears, to live in the property, then enechanami, then he wouldn't even be considered a bala mashkin, he wouldn't be shkun negabe. No, I'll tell you why, because what's a mashkin? A kol haterikula mashkin normally means that the malva has schus in the chayfetz. That's normal a case of a mashkin. So, and at the loiva doesn't. That's what the mashkin, I give you to as collateral, and I have to want it back and beg you to get it back, and therefore you have it on me, and if I have to pay you, that's what a mashkin is. So, Maram holds even stronger. Maram holds you have to actually live there. So he said that Imamish, he learned to Maram that you have to be pale living there. So he says, Stephen's right, don't say that actually Imamish have to be living there, and maybe it's enough. As long as you have a schus to be living there, that should be enough. Maybe. All right. Comes along a Chuvis Beis Yehuda. This is Rav Ayash. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it properly, but in the back of the Sefer, this is already hundreds and hundreds of years old. Maybe in the end of the 1600s. He has Minhagi Argil. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right either. And over there, Argyle. Aleph Reish Gimel Yud Strikol Lamed.
That's probably Argyle.
Okay. So over there in Siman Yutes, he talks about Dinei Bametzra, and Oisvav, he talks about what the Minhagama, he is Makabo from his Rebbe, what the Minhagama, and he talks about, and he pushes through a halacha, and he makes the following chilik. He wants to be Mechalik between the two dinim of the Makab and Ramah. That is, to be a Bala Mashkin, to remove someone else, but in Ramah's case, you need to be more than the Bala Mashkin not to be removed, namely the Ramah Chabad's din. You want to know how much you need to be a Baal HaMashkin, depending on what you're trying to do. If you're trying to remove others, you need to be a stronger Baal HaMashkin. If you just want to be there, not to be removed, then you can be a weaker Baal HaMashkin. He says like this, that if you want to remove somebody else, then you actually have to be living there bepoil, which is like the Maram Salacha. You mamish have to be living there, and if the property is rented out, and you are collecting the rent, that's not enough. Even when your mamish have the schus peiris of the property, that's not enough, because you're not living there. In order to be a bala mashka, that you have a schus to be masalik another buyer, you actually have to be living there bepoil. But if you want to know if you bought the property, and now someone's trying to be masalik you, the mezzan trying to be masalik you, that even if you're not living there, that's enough, because the ma'aser you have schusim in it, and that's enough that the mezzan cannot be masalik you. So he's being mechalik between the two cases.
He holds, he's only saying because he holds that, like, I'm saying mechalik.
So in the Mechabit's case, now it's much smoother. The Mechabit's case is the case that not to be removed yourself. So not to be removed, you don't need to be a major Baal HaMashkin. So Mamela with a basisive sort of, he touches up a Rav Magid, that the Rav Magid holds that when you buy it and you're not, and the Metzim trying to remove you, that he doesn't have to remove, that he can't remove you even if you're not living in it, that's not a raya connected to Maran. Because the Rav Magid was talking about where you bought it yourself, so not to be removed, you don't have to be mamish living it. Maran was talking about when you're trying to remove other people, to be a Zasot Bala Mashkin, that's even better than a Metzim, or at least just as strong as a Metzim to have a koyak to remove other people, that's only if you're mamish living in there. Sorry? Mechabah are arguing because clearly Mechabah holds that you can never remove other people, even if you are living there. You can never remove other people. But at least Benegeah to this crowd, once you're talking about the Mechabah's case of not being removed, the Idra Mok could be moided to the Mechabah that it's enough, Peseida, even if you're not living there. But in the Ramaz Alaka, when you're trying to remove other people, then you have to actually be living there in order to remove other people.
What, admitting to that? Because you're making the
Ramon,
the Basil's talk about two different cases.
The Mechaba holds that you have to be living there. Sorry, that you don't have to be living there. If you're living there, it's kosher, can you don't have to be living there. No, he won't agree to him because he holds that you can never remove other people. But the Ramon holds that you can remove other people might be only talking about where you're actually living there, like the Maram. You have a Rama for the. You only did this to set you up because you're doing this. This is how you got your foot into the property. The guy moved in. He moved in for a few months, and this is what he had to do to get the Metzrin out of the way, to sideline the Metzrin. No. I don't know. If the Mechaba doesn't tell you lahed, what he's talking about, I don't know if the Ramah has to go lahed.
But then the Ramah has to be saying, I'm only speaking about this kind of
Mechaba. Okay, fine. So let's take it to the next step. Comes along a Teiris Emes over here. He brings down the Beis Yehuda, and he's masig in the Beis Yehuda, and he says, the minig is not like the Beis Yehuda. That is, the minig is that you have a right to be masalik other people, even if you're not living there. As long as you have a schus to live there. If you have a schus to live there, you took a mashkin, you have a shibud on the property, you have your right to live there, even if you're not living in the Gibapoyal, that's enough. But he also makes a chilek mashenk, and he says if you bought it yourself, then you don't even need a schus to live there. Even if lamashal, you have some type of arrangement that you can share the crops or share the profits and take some of the profits, and the balabais, the owner of the property, the loiva, will take some of the profits as well. That's already enough considered a bala mashkin that if you buy it, a metzrin can't remove you. But if you want to be able to remove somebody else, you have to actually have the schus to live there, even if you don't live. The schus to live there is enough, even if you actually don't live there. So now I'm making it a drop better, the Stimus Ramah. So now, let's just take the cheshbon of the Teres Emes. So now, when the Maram says that you have to live there, what does the Maram mean? The chayru like the Teres Emes just means the schus to live there. So now, could be that at the end of the day, there's really no machlokes between the Teres Emes and the Beis Eisiv. It's only machlokes had a Taich Shemaram. The Beis Eisiv Taich Shemaram that you actually have to live there. On that, the Beis Eisiv said, no, you don't have to actually live there. Stimus Abaisin, you don't actually have to live there. Could be the Eschos is enough. The Teres Emes learned that the Maram, that's all the Maram meant to begin with, is that you only need a schuz to live there. So, but in a halachic perspective, they're both moided that to be misalik somebody else, it's enough just to have a schuz to live there. You don't actually have to live there. They come from different angles, but they end up in the same place. That it's enough to have a schuz to live there, even if you don't actually live there.
But if you don't have a
schuz
to live there,
then if you're talking, it's possible, like I said before, that even the Beis Yosef would be Maida, that you're not a Balamashkin. And this, and then Rama also. If you don't have at least a schuz to live there, then you're not even a Balamashkin. You're not a Mashkin. That's not a Mashkin. If you don't have a schuz on the Chayfetz, you're not a Mashkin. And like this, now we could answer a shtickle, the stira between the Maram and the Tshuva Zarosh. The Rosh said, even if you're not Maxik Bo, and his Rebbe Maram, which he always goes like his Rebbe said that you gotta live there. What's Pshat? Says if the Maram only meant that all you needed a schuz to live there, that's all the Rosh is saying. The Rosh is just saying that you don't actually have to live there and be Maxik Bo. As long as you have a schuz to live there, that's enough to be a Mashkin. So Melo, it's very geschmack, alright? So let's take it now to the next step. Comes along a Kassam Soifa, and it's brought in Cheshem Mishpat Yer Aleph, and it's brought down in a Piskei Tshuva over here in Sifkot and Chaf Hei. Kassam Soifa wants to say, he quotes only the Beis Yosef Kesem Mishnah that holds that you don't have to live there in order to be considered a Bala Mashkin, and he took it to the extreme. Your mamish don't have to live there. You don't even need a schus to live there, and you're already considered a Bala Mashkin. And Mameli, he applies it. He says Bismanoi the Ein Tabulatzian. I'm not sure if I pronounced that right, but over there, that according to the title company of the city, the titles and the registration of the city, the din is if you have a mashkin, you put a lien on the property. If you have a lien on the property, you're first position. The first position holder is considered a bala mashkin to have the din in bametzra, and he could be mazalik other people, or at least if he buys it, he won't be mazalik if he plugs in the mechabes case. But he's considered already a bala mashkin because the Beis Yosef already said that you don't have to have live there to be considered a bala mashkin. Memela, someone who puts a mortgage, registers a mortgage on someone's property and then buys it, the bala mashkin cannot be mesalakim because the ein tabalatzian is just as good as the case of mashkin of Chazal.
Our mortgages.
So that would be our mortgages. So that means he took the Beis. Now again, he's only talking about the case where he ended up buying it himself. We don't know what the Kassam Seifa will hold if someone else bought it, how much he has to be Mesalik to other people. But at least if he buys it himself, he holds it. You don't even need a schuz to live there. Nothing. It's not even a mashkin. I'll say it stronger. It's nothing. The life is still living in there. It's mamish nothing. The life is still living in there. So comes along the Erech Shai and the Minchas Pitim, and they jump on the Kassam Seifa. They say, what in the world is going on here? Think for a second. It's like the Erech Shai, the mamish had the same kasha. Think. Every single time a guy lends somebody bishtar, he has a schus shibud lekuchas, he has a chayis, right? Every move of bishtar, move of a chayis, that means if someone buys a property, he's the first position, and he could even be mesalik delakeyach who buys it from the loiva. So it's meshubit to him, right? And yet, avada, there's no din, we don't say that he has a din mashkin to suspend the dinim of ametzra. We find bametzra that even if the Baal Hashtar, who has a shibud on the karka, buys it, that the Baal Hametzra could still be mezalakit. It's move like that. I wanted to see from early on in the siman as well. So that's so. What is this better? How is this Ein Tabalatzin better than any move of Bishtar?
He says
how is it making a pay ticking?
He says how it's better.
Yeah, how is it better?
That means by the case of a shibud of a car, I could actually sell it.
Right.
And now the malamet.
And over here he can't?
He couldn't sell it.
He can't sell it?
Well, he can't sell it.
Why can he sell it?
You couldn't. You come to register it. They say, hello, the registry says there's a lien on this. You can't be registered.
That was the case. The case was they had it. Or that means he can't sell it and be mavrik it from the Baal Chayv. That means the Baal Chayv, it's attached to the property and he runs along whoever the buyer is.
Like I'm telling you now, if it was registered nowadays, you could come and register it. If it says on the registry it can't be sold.
It's in the office. It says he can't be sold. And you want to register?
There's such a thing that says he can't be sold, Bezman.
I don't know. I'm just saying that.
Okay. Like, I don't know the mitzvah. If you tell me that the Chacham Soifer had a different...
Chacham Soifer is always talking about. There's no halacha with some simple
So that's what the Eric Chaim is Peter Baum and the Chacham Soifer, and they blab share what the Chacham Soifer is talking about. They don't understand. Fine. If you're telling me that the Mitzvahs and Chacham Soifer's days were different, but at least Bezmanenu, Benegeh to our Mashkin, you tell me even the Chacham Soifer would be Madan Zazain. But Benegeh to our mortgages, the Mikras Pitim and Eric Shai both hold that that's not considered a Mashkin. Our mortgage is not a Mashkin, and you want to say even the Chacham Soifer would be Madan to that, because today, you can have a mortgage on property, you can still sell it, just it runs along with the buyer.
That only means that you can assign the mortgage. You can't
assign the mortgage. Assign the mortgage, I assign the property. If I sell property, I can't sell the property today?
If it's mortgaged by somebody else, it's mortgaged.
Yeah.
If I have a mortgage, I don't want you entitled, but you can sell
it. I could sell it. Why can't I sell it? Sure, I can't sell it. I could sell it. No one in his right mind is going to buy it because he's buying it with a liability. There's a mortgage attached to it. And if he doesn't pay off the mortgage, then he could be foreclosed on. But you want to, is it transferable? Yes, it's sellable. You could transfer it. All right. At the end of the day, Rabbi, let's just make a sikkim. We have to really move on. But let's just make a sikkim. The sikkim is that b'negeya to the Ramaz Halacha, that you're a Bala Mashkin to be Masalik somebody else, l'chayra, if you don't even have a schus to live there, then you're nobody. Because the Ramaram holds that Imamish have to live there, or at least, the very least, have a schus to live there. We have no raya from the Rosh and the Beis Yosef otherwise. It could be the Rosh and Beis Yosef would be moided. At the very least, you have to have a schus to live there. If you have less than a schus to live there, it's nothing. And Lu Yehei, it's a machloikis. And we'll make a machloikis maram, and let's say the Beis Yosef. Good, me de machloikis or nafkis. So if the Lekeg buys it and he's muksik, you won't be able to be mesalikim, because it's a machloikis if you are enough of a Bala Mashkin to be Masalik other people. The Eric Shai and Pamani Zabbo say that if the Lekeg buys it, me the Machlekes, you can't be Masalikim. And then keep in mind, Rabbi, you have another tzif, the Machaba holds a Bechlal, a Bala Mashkin, even the biggest Bala Mashkin, even his mamish living there, has no right to be Masalik other people. So to be Masalik somebody else, if you don't have a schus to live there, you're a nobody. If you have a schus to live there, Lekhay, that should be enough. You don't have to mamish live there, like the Teres Amin says, because the Maisi Gered, we really don't have a raya from anyone who holds that you mamish need to live there, other than maybe the Beis Yehuda. So l'chay, that should be enough. But however, b'negei to the machabah zolaka, that you already bought it, and now you want to know whether the mezzan has the right to be mezhalak you, that you don't need much. You could even have, like the Torah says, you know, schus to eat some of the peiris. As long as that's a din mashkin, that's enough, that why you have a benefit being here and not going somewhere else, so that's enough to tell the mezzan, you can't throw me away. You can't tell me go buy somewhere else. I have a mila to be here, because I already have association with this property. Is a mortgage enough for that? Probably not. Our mortgage is nothing. Our mortgage is like a regular movable bishtar. It's nothing. It's tamashiba. That's not like the Eric Shaiman Chapitim say. It's not even that. All right. Now the Ramah says lechem nearly loden olayris. So you would assume that okay, it's machlekes machab Ramah, it's machlekes tzvadim and Ashkenazim. The Maisa, it's already nispasha taminig in many kihilos hasfardim that they go with this Ramah, that the Baal Hamashkin has a right to be mesalik other boys. Not over here. You look at the Beis Yehuda, that Beis Yehuda, and the Teres Emes, Paman Yizov, these are the Sfaradim. They bring down the Minhagim of different Kehilas that they went with the Ramah, that the Bala Mashkin has a right to be Mesalik somebody else, even a Metzrin. Right? If a Metzrin buys it, the Bala Mashkin is strong and he can be Mesalik, even a Metzrin. All right, let's move on in the Ramah. Let's do the next, we'll continue in the Ramah. Whatever was made up, the terms of the mashkin, whatever's made up. L'chatchila, whatever you make up, that's what yischus is. All right.
You can make up whichever you want.
You want to know what stam mashkin is? There's a shach, I believe there's a shach in Simon. It's in Ayin, maybe Ayin Beis, Ayin Gimel, that the shach is misupik by a mashkin if the stam mashkin, if the malva has the right to use the chavitz. I believe it's a shach over there. All right. But whatever you make of, that's what you could do. All right, let's do another halacha in the Ramah. Hamalva l'goy al sadeo. If someone lends money to a goy and takes his sado or beisai as a mashkin, So now it's the same case as we had before, but the difference is that the borrower is a goy. So the house belongs to a goy. And now someone buys this property off the goy. The malva has a right to be mazal like this buyer. Why is it right to be mazal? Because Ramallah Shitasa, because Ramallah holds that Rabbala Mashkin has a right to be mazal like even another buyer. What's the.
Why
not? Oh,
you mean the buyer, Yiddish buyer, has a CC Shoda, not the guy.
And not the guy, but the Yiddish buyer, even if he believes the Metzran, we tell him, don't buy a Pasha. So we'll get, but you don't buy here, go buy somewhere else. Let me have it. I'm the Bala Mashkin. So what's the Chiddush of Ramah? This is really coming from the Mordechai de Maram. The Chiddush of Ramah is, as you remember, Rabbi Isai, when you buy from a guy, there's no din about Metzra. So the year, the guy bought it from a guy. He did the malva, the chayra taiva, got the guy out of the neighborhood. So the chayra, there shouldn't be a din ba metzra. Well, my malva might have to live there, what we talked about before, like the schus to live there, or he's actually living there, like the maram, whatever, the different pshatim. So I did him a taiva getting the guy out of the neighborhood.
If he's living there, the guy's not living there.
Bingo. Excellent. That's what Toysis. That's what Toysis and that's what Maram says. Zok to Maram, Bishloi Muvam a Metron, and the next adjacent property is for sale, it was a guy's property, and you buy it, and you get the guy out of the neighborhood. You did me a tell you, prove the quality of life of the neighborhood. But here, if it's Mamushkin to me, then the guy's not living there. It's a Mashkin to me. He's not allowed to live there. He's not allowed to live there. I'm living here. I'm living here. At least I have the schus to live there. It's mine that he, at least, even if I don't have the schutz, but at least he doesn't have the schutz to live there. He can't be living there. So if he's not living there, so you won't miss out like a guy from the neighborhood. The guy wasn't in the neighborhood anyway. So Mamela, you don't have the excuse that you got Ari Avrichis Lok Mimitzra because I got the guy out of the neighborhood. Mamela, it's a regular dinner by Metzra and I have a right to be Masalak like you. So if the guy pays back, what happens? Then I leave. And the guy's there. So it's your problem, not my problem. I'm in a different neighborhood. I leave here and I go back to my own residence. So I'm never going to be a neighbor with this guy. It's either me or the guy in this property, but we're never neighbors. So Mamela, you can't tie now that you did me a Gavaldo Katev, Ari Avrikas, and Mamela Yitzrak. As I tie it, Taisis in the Maram, Geshmak. However, in the Maram Lake 2, a big Chiddush, Maram Lake 2, it's interesting that the Paisim bring it down. They all want to know how come the Friedrich Paisim don't bring it down. When he sends over this halacha, that you're not doing me a toiva because I'm only living in the property that's Mamushkan and the guy is not there, Zogt the Maram, but if I would also own a neighboring property, let's say the Malva ham to have owned the next door property as well. So now he has the next door property he owns, and this property is Mamushkin by him. So he's a Bala Mashkin. And now comes along a buyer and buys the Mashkin from the guy. So now it's Maduik in the Maram that the Bala Mashkin cannot be Mesalik like the buyer. Why? Because the buyer Katayna, I did you a Gevaldo Katayna, I got the guy out of the neighborhood. How is it, Taiva? Because you live next door also. And the Maisa is a Geisha owner here in this property. So I got rid of the Geisha owner from this property. So now your neighboring property doesn't neighbor a Geisha owner. So I did you a Taiva by getting away the Ari from your next door property. It's only because you don't own any other property other than the Mashkin. So then we say, you didn't do me any taiva. The copy, when I'm living, the guy's not there. When the guy will come back, I'm leaving. So I'm never going to be neighbors with this guy. But Mashenkin, if I own the property next door, then you did me a gavaldik a taiva by getting the guy away from me. And my mela, I cannot be misalik you. And the Paiskim. You know, the Maram says even more. The Mechaber leaves out, and the Maram says, and he doesn't own the next door property. That's how the Maram says it. So the Maral Tzins, and the Minchas Pitim, and the Chayshin Veifut, all Medayik, that you see in the Maram, a Gvaldika Halacha, and they want to know, how come the Paiskim don't bring down this Halacha? And Rabbi says, if you think about it, it's a big Chiddush. Because it's cute, yes. you help me with negeah to my neighboring property. So if I would be coming to be misalik you mitzad my neighboring property, you're right. When I'm wearing my neighboring property hat and I'm saying I'm a metzron and get out of here, you ketaina, rightfully so. Well, get out of here. You did me a gavaldik atoybi. You got to go out of the neighborhood. Fine. So I take off my metzron property cap and I'll put on a different cap. Bal mashkin. When I'm coming to you as a bal mashkin, are you doing me any toiva? No. So gratitude because you did me a toiva for somewhere else, so therefore I can't be masalik you. If I have a maila mitzad by mashkin, you're right, my maila mitzad by mitzron is I can't be masalik you. But my maila mitzad by mashkin, why can't I be masalik you?
Oh, because the whole point here is about mitzron. The whole mashkin also comes from those mitzronas. So if mitzronas is not negated, it's not negated. You can't say if mitzronas is suspended, as we say. If he's doing you a favor, Altmetzranas is suspended. He can't come here tonight, Altmashkin. Mashkin is also Altmetzranas.
Yeah, but clappy hit. Right, that's chutz and mashkin. I have out mitzronas. You're not doing me a favor. You gradually doing me a favor because I. Let me ask you, Shaila. If I don't own any other property, what's the halacha state in the Ramah that I have a right to be misalak you, right? You did all the neighbors of gevaldik ha'tayva. There are other four mitzronim around this property, and you did them gevaldik ha'tayva by getting rid of this guy. So how come I give me misalak you? That is because you're right. They won't be able to be mezalik you because you did them a gevaldik ha'tayva, but me, you didn't do any taiva, so I'm going to be mezalik you. So glad I have to be a metron too. So you did me a taiva clapping my metron.
God, I have my other source.
But clapping my mashkins because it's a shtick of a bayah. What's going on here? All right, bedoshtet. That's meduik in the maram. All right, let's finish up the Ramah. Okay, I want to still have sifnin ches tonight. All right. Hamava abayis v'loy hilva ala marteif shetachtov. If let's say you lent money, but you only took a mashkin the house, but you didn't take the cellar, the basement, the marteif that's underneath the house, part of the mashkin, ein loy shaychus b'marteif. You have no maila over the marteif because kapi the marteif you're a fremdo because you only took a mashkin on the house, not on the marteif. V'mkana a marteif, and you do, and even if you buy the marteif, hametzim masalku, the metzim could be masalik you because kapi the marteif you're a nobody. Why isn't the metzim kapi? That's $1 million kasha, and now we're going to have to see belined and sifnun ches where the kasha comes out even stronger after we do sifnun ches. All right, let's start sifnun ches. Let's try to kap sifnun ches. We have about 10 minutes. All right. In betchilas hamashkoina, at the beginning of the mashkin, I come along, and I'm about to lend this guy money on his house and take his house as collateral. Boa metzum la'ara, the next door neighbor comes and says, I smell what's happening. I know what you're doing. You're lending money in this guy's house, knowing that he's going to default, and in a year from now, you're going to own this house, which is my next door property, and I really need it. So, memela, tu me a toive, get out of here. I'll do the exact same thing this friend is doing. I'll lend you the money, same term, same everything, same year. I'll do everything, I'll match his terms as be that this guy should get out of it because I don't want this to allow him to get a foot through the door that now in a year from now he's going to foreclose on the property, own this property. I don't need that. You can't stop him. Why not? Because you're willing to lend me money. You're such a ruthless lender. I can't deal with you. Your mamish is going to hound me, going to send me collection letters. You're gonna, every time I pass the street, you're going to remind me, by the way, like Mordechai Batoman, you know that you're my avid. You know that you owe me money. I can't deal with such a guy. So I can tell you goodbye. I could allow the third guy to come in, third party lender to come in, and then economy, if they'll ever divorce, the third party lender will take the property because he's the Bala Mashkin, like we saw in Sifn and Zion, and the Mason won't be able to be Mazalakim. Omnam, im yira ledain, sheyesh baya rama, but if the dain sees that there's very fishy going on here, we'll have to explain what that means. Doichenes hamalva, then you could be doichenes hamalva, then you could push away the malva. Good. Now let's try to understand this. Let's go back. Mitchilas hamashkoina boa metzrin. Comes along the prisha, said the geshmak halacha. Prisha says like this. What happens if the bala mashkin lent money to this owner, and after the loan was made, Now the Metzin wakes up and says, okay, I'm willing to match. I want to do the same thing. I'm also willing to lend money, same terms, same mashkin, same everything. I'd be that this third party should be out of the neighborhood. What happens now? Zok to Prisha, if the Metzin wakes up later on, and now he wants to lend the money, or let's say he wakes up all the way at the end when he's about to be foreclosed on and says, okay, I'm here. I want to do the foreclosing because I'm willing to do the same terms and everything. Zok to Prisha, now it's too late. Why? He says, now this can't be a din by Metzin anymore. There's halacha that we had a couple cases, but one case is if a guy sells all his properties b'vas achas, he has 10 properties, he sells all b'vas achas, then there's no din b'metzer, because you want to buy one property, but I want to sell all 10 in one shot. So if you allow a b'metzer to kick in here, you're hurting the seller, because the seller really wants to sell all his 10 properties. And even if the metzer comes along and says, I want to buy all 10 properties b'vas achas, just like this from the buyer wants, there's also no din b'metzer. Why? Because it's too late. No one has to chalem that the Metzger is going to be interested in buying something unusual, 10 properties. And if you're going to make the seller go first, consult with the Metzger and deal with him until he decides, yeah, the name, until he comes through with the money, in that window, I might lose this potential buyer who's willing to buy mamish a windfall of a deal, won't buy properties. So in order not to hurt the seller, they suspended the din by Metzra. You can't have a din by Metzra when if you're going to force the seller to consult the Metzra, he could end up losing out. So to Zok to Prisha, it's not usual that you can have a neighbor who's willing to lend on the same terms as a fremder that should force the seller to first consult with the Metzrin. So he didn't have to entertain that the Metzrin would be willing to do that. And since he didn't have to entertain, he was willing to do that. And if he was going to try to do it, he might lose his potential lender. So since he didn't have the chiv, so to speak, or the ability of the Galeganite to do that, because it might hurt him, so Mamela, the holding of a Metzrin is suspended. You can't slap on a dinner by Metzra over here because it's going to end up hurting this seller. Now, it makes a lot of sense. The seller is not even selling the property. He's a borrower. Why should he think that the Metzra wants to lend the money? It's not, forget the terms, you know, the good terms. It's not like the good, even without the stop, why should he call him that the Metzra is willing to lend the money? So Memela, he doesn't have to entertain that. So he has a right to take a loan from somebody else. And once the loan is taken, now it's too late. That means even if the loan is during the duration, it's not even foreclosed on yet, there's already a schus mashkin that the malva has. For the metzin to come along and say, get out of here and let me have that schus mashkin, no, you're not a bar metzra. It means you are a bar metzra, but you don't have the koyach bar metzra because they suspended the din of bar metzra. Very gishmak. Memela now, it's very gishmak, the loshen of machaba. Machaba is, in betchilat ha-mashkin bar metzun la'arer, then it's a shayla if the balasada says, zanoichli, and zakosh memenu, so you don't have a dinner by Metzra. And if he doesn't say that, then you will have a dinner by Metzra. But if you didn't come right away, if you came later on, then even if the loiva, the seller, doesn't mind taking the loan from the neighbor, there's no more din bar metzra. They were never misakin the din bar metzra b'kagamda, because you don't have to entertain that the lender would be, that the Metzim will be willing to lend them money. So Melo, it's very meduik to Makabit. Only if he bought Metchila, then it's totally if it's Noyechloy or not Noyechloy. But if he came after the loan was already extended, after he already has a Schus Mashkin, it's too late, and now you can no longer be Masalik this guy.
Isn't the Masoda has to make a declaration that this is good?
Correct. Zen Noyechloy v'zakosha mimena. That's what the Makabit says. He could say, If he doesn't, the marshal, the person talk about if there's an Anan Saadi, the Ravada, the Metzrin is just as good as the Metz, as the lender, and now he tanya Zanoichli, and we know that he's lying, then in a time, if he knows Aroma, then that's it, then we give it to the Metzrin. It's only because we believe in that he's Taka Zanoichli, Vizekosha Mimenu, so Memelu, we give it to the third party. But that's only because he came to begin with, but if he wakes up, the Metzrin wakes up afterwards, and it's too late. And if you...
Again, I don't see it as being Mokhla. We said the men are on the mirror of the die and Sheish Bar Rom. It's saying the mirror of the die and he's not telling the truth. Or, I mean, it's just Masha that I had the courage to say that.
I mean, it has to be Emmes. I can't lie.
So
it has to be actually Noichla. But what happens if it's not Noichla? They're both equally Noichla.
The point should be that of the Emir of the Dayan, that it's the same, then he has to give it. In other words, the word of Ben is just, you know,
Why does it have to say? We're going to with the skill, which we'll have to discuss what a Roman that is. But that's what the Paiskim say. All right. I want to just say, too, if you remember, Baisai, another reason why, if the guy wakes up after the mashma is already given, it's too late. It's because you remember, we discussed already a couple of times throughout the simen, is that if I already have a schus in something, to be mafkia my schus that I have in the item, you have to have eidim. If the seller is going to say that, you're right, this metzen is just as noyachli as you are, and my male is step away, the lender could say, I don't believe you. I hold that I'm more noyach to you than that guy, and you're not neman anymore. Bishlami before the sale. So good, so you could sign it what you want. I'm not muksak in it. But once I have a schus mashkin in it, and you want to be mafkiya me, koshkin, if I foreclosed on it already, and you want to be mafkiya me from the property, you keep him. You're only an erechot. I don't believe you. Remember, we had a legabi if he's selling it for mass, or we had a legabi if when he borrows. The other way around, when he sells it on credit and he trusts this buyer more than the Metzron, and we had it in the Gale 100 and 200. If you want to, after the deal is done, and now you want to claim what happened, you're no stronger than an Eid Echad. An Eid Echad is not meant to be mighty Mammon, so you wouldn't be able to do it without that. However, Rabbi said, there is a way that to circumvent, it's a Pasha Cheshman. If they want, they could fix this guy's wagon, they could fix his third party's wagon. What could be is like this. The guy, the Bala Mashkin, they can fix his wagon. Why? If the Metzron and the borrower / seller are good with each other, so what the Metzron could do is, look, you're right, Mash Bala Mashkin, I can't be Mesalik, no problem. What was the loan? $100,000, no problem. Here's $100,000 to the Loiva, give it to him, lend him money. The Loiva would then go ahead and pay off the Malva, the Bala Mashkin. The Bala Mashkin is out. The mail is no problem. Goodbye, good riddance. Very simple cheshbon. Are you going to tell me that there's a Mefurish Ramah in Shin Pei Vav Sev Gimel who says, not this case, and says it's also, it's only Rapa B'Kharara, because the lender already lent money to this guy, you already have chusim in it, and now for someone else to lend the money to pay you off the first loan, there's only Rapa B'Kharara, I stole your loan, I stole the chusim that comes out of the loan, so it should be a problem, it's only Rapa B'Kharara. But there's a Ramon Rishlam and Zayn Sif Aleph that the Ramah holds that only my Pukharada Rabbeinu Tam holds is only if I could find it somewhere else. But if I have a Milo in this area that I can't find somewhere else, you can't tell me to go somewhere else. And there's no din on my Pukharada. And the Ramah says, what is such an example? A Metzron. Someone who's a Metzron has a Milo, why he wants this property, no other property. Memela, you can't tell him to go somewhere else. Memela, even if someone else is in contract, the Metzron has a right to break in, to interfere with that contract and buy the property. Because for him, you can't say, oh, you're stepping on me, it's under Rapa Carrara. No, I need to buy this property. That next property somewhere else is not as good. So Memela, here too, I could say, I want to lend the money to be able to foreclose on this property, and you can't tell me to buy a different property. I have a mile over here of being the metzen, because I'm a metzen, I want this property. Mamela, if they will work together, there's a pasha eitzah. What they could do is, he could lend the money to the borrower, pay up the balamashkin, and now the borrower could sell the property to the metzen. Alright, one more nekudi here. Sorry? No, that's good. That's legit. That's very good. Alright, now what type of aroma are we talking about over here? It says, Om Nam Yiru Ledain Sheish Ba Aroma Dechenes Hamalva. Sorry?
Doesn't need the money.
So if you look in the Torah says that aroma is what happened. How are we going to know if there's aroma? What we could find out is, like the Torah, if you see 2 months into the loan, shortly right after the loan was made, we see the all of a sudden the Balamashkins for closing in the property. So then we see that from day one, when he lent the money, he wasn't really lending the money. He was really doing a sale. And they made a facade. They made it a kilu, it's a loan, to sidestep the Bametzra. Because it's clear that it happened right after the loan, all of a sudden you're foreclosing in the property. Or he says another thing, if we see that this guy never lends this guy money, the Malva never lends this Leva money, so why all of a sudden today is he lending money? There it is, because he's really not lending money. He doesn't lend money. He's not known to lend people money. He's doing it in order to be able to take over the property. If it means he's doing it, he's really doing a sale, and they're calling it Alva to cover up and Memela Tesai Septa Metzron. So if you see that there's aroma, that's what the Torah says. So what, in other words, what's the aroma that we're talking about? I don't want to bring this out. The aroma we're talking about is that it's really not a halva. It was really a seal from day one. There's a seal going on. And you're calling it, you're pretending to call it a halva, but it's really not a halva, it's really a seal. And that's what the Levush says. And in that case, if this quote-unquote halva, which is really a seal, was already made, won't make a difference. And the Bametz has a right to assume the party's position, be Mesalkim like every Din Bametz. So he'll tell the Malva Koltov, I take you over, and now I own the property.
How
do you say Ramos? Oh, one second, I just want to theorize. But, Sakta Gerar Yehuda, in Cheshem Mishma Yedal, but what happens if it really is a Halva? But the only reason, and it's true, the only reason why the Malva is lending the money is because he's hoping that the Loiva will default to be able to foreclose on the property. You buy these tax liens. What are you buying tax liens for? Because you're hoping the guy will default and be able to foreclose on the property. But the Maisa Garet, what you're doing, it's really a Halva. You taka have a legitimate Halva going on, just you're hoping and davening, your mama should give a kvittel to the Rebbe, that the Rebbe should daven that this guy should be foreclosed on and default on his loan. But the Maisa Garet, it is a loan right now. That's not this haroma, because it really, he said, that's ma'isim b'chayim. People lend ani money with the hope on property, with the hope that they foreclose on their properties, and that's not this aroma. Which aroma is that? That would be the ratio of the Rama. When the ratio of Rama is talking about where there's really a loan going on, and he's just hoping that the guy's going to default and foreclose on. So memelo, in that case, I'm going to have the mechaba. I mean, in that case, the ratio of the mechaba is that case. The mechaba says, if you want to lend as well, so it depends if he, the lawyer says that noyechli is a kosher mimenu or not. But if there's a real aroma, mir ledain sheish by aroma, that we see that there's a facade going on, there's really a mechira going on, and not alva. Bechay gavet doichinus hamalva, we throw the malva out. He's thrown out. There's a really a sale going on, and the Bametz has a right to take over this sale, this property. All right, let's. We're mamish ran out of time. I just want to finish. Let's try to finish the sif. What happens is it's not the mashkin that's being sold, but it's the property next door. Who has the schus metronis in the property? The loiva is the rightful owner. He's the real owner. So he has first crack at it. Then a mava makiv is a loiva. The mava can't stop the loiva. But the main loiva chopetz look nice. If the loiva does.
Afterwards, it comes out that the mava closes on it.
No, it doesn't mean afraid. When it, from foreclosing and onward, but till then,
it's
not.
Afraid,
right? No, it's not afraid. Pasha's not afraid. No. They discuss. The person talk about other cases where it will happen with my frey, and then they want to know who has it did by Metz to the property next door. All right. The main loiva chof is knoi. So if he doesn't want to buy it, the kona echer, the third party border, I feel ain't ben a metza, ain't a malvu yochel loitzimiyadai, which is pasha. The makabel shitas, mad dog, he can't even be mighty a third party from the mashkin itself. Certainly can't be mighty from the adjacent property. But if the malvu bought it, then the ben a metza could be mighty from him. So that's the chiddush, that even though the Bala Mashkin himself bought it, but since it's not the Mashkin itself, it's only the adjacent property, then the Metzron could be Moitzian. The Yeshem is at the Ramah, the other extreme. The Lamalva din Metzron, the Cheinere Ika. The Malva has a din Metzron even to the adjacent property, and if someone buys it, Pashtis, the Malva could even be Mesalik somebody else. It's a Machlik, it's a Poiskim here, we don't have really time, but the Machlik is Ma, Taz, Shah, Goyin. If the Ramah means to say that you could even be misalik some other buyer, or he just means to say that if you actually bought it, the metron can't be misalik you, but not that you could actually go ahead and you have a full din metron to be misalik another buyer. And I used it to machloikis, the paiskin paskin that me the machloikis like nafkis and memelu, you would not be able to be mitzit from another buyer. But if you buy it yourself, then you could stay there and no one can be mitzit from you, not like the machaba. All right, Rabbi Isai. We ran out of time. A good talk.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.